The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We are blessed to have Daddy. I begin to see Isaiah 32 verse 2. Isaiah 32 verse 2. Amen. I think Brother Mark quoted it this morning when he was leading us to pray. He was quoting that scripture. He said, "For a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind." Now, when you see wind like this, it's not just a physical wind. Amen. There are spirits that want to blow men. Hallelujah. They are spirit. That's why Jesus was telling them in the gospel, in the message. He was saying that a house that is built on a rock, on a solid foundation, when the wind blew, when the storm arose, amen, because the house cannot be pulled down because it has a very sure foundation. Hallelujah. A house that is built has a very sure foundation. So he said, a man shall be as a hiding place. And that's why we thank God for giving us his servant, Reverend Busui Olabode, at this time. We are not just praising a man. We are praising what God has done in a man. His kind is rare. His kind is few. For somebody that can lead us to God, it's not easy for a minister to stay close to God and say, God and God and God alone. You must have war. Because as a minister of the gospel, there are many temptations. Add this, add that. Or you don't know. That's what they fought in the gospel. They fought it in Galatians. He wants to pervert. That's why Paul was standing. He said, no, I will not allow. Amen. He said, the gospel I receive is by revelation. It's not man-made. It's not carefully given. It's not secretly given to me. I stand solely on the gospel of Jesus. Thessalonians, all of them, they experience such thing. Amen. One thing they want to do is to corrupt, is to adulterate, is to mix, so that it will be a mix. It will not be a pure breed. You get what I'm trying to say now? Because one of the most terrible things is that you will not look like God, but you will not look like Satan. You know that kind of things. Hot or cold. That's what the devil loves. He doesn't want to make you too, it's not that he wants to take you away. Just be cold, small. So that you will not be hot. You just be in the middle. But what did they say to the church? He said, I will split you out of my mouth because you are neither cold nor hot. And that's what the devil likes. He just wants you to maintain a balance. Once they say fire, you can raise your head. Fire, we are there too. Once they say cold, you are not cold. You are shy in between. Amen. So the Lord is helping us in this season that we're going to see that a man, when you say man shall be as a hiding place. So we are privileged. We are grateful for us bringing us under this umbrella and a covert from the tempest. Amen. Because there are many questions in our days that we'll not be able to answer. Not because we can't answer them, but we don't have the answer. We don't have the capacity to answer them. Amen. So one of the things that believers, that's why when you are working in an office or in an organization, they send you for training, retraining. They call something training, sensitization, awareness training. They send you all those things. Because as you are working, that is a whole lot. Pastor Alfred was telling us on Friday, it was a beautiful meeting. Can we put hands together for that meeting? I was greatly blessed. I mean, get the message. It's not for singles. He's talking about the modern thing that is happening to our world. Many of our jobs will be taken by AI. I think you are prepared for AI. Amen. So that is why your office, they will load you more with work, load you more with work. The reason they load you more with work, they don't expect you to use human energy to do them. You must be able to be schooled by AI or to learn AI, machine learnings and all those things. We need them. Because many things are unfolding now. Many jobs will be vacated or be taken away. So because we have to learn a skill. So that is why they need to send us for trainings and retraining so that we can be relevant. Because you can be in your profession and you are not relevant. Or you don't even know what is happening. That is why for the church, they say times and times of reflection. You know, Acts was saying that. Is it Peter that was saying that? That the act is seasons and times of refreshing. Say, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And what? When the times. So that is why a times must begin to come for us to be refreshed. That is why when we are coming to church like this, the coming of the church is not just for us to enjoy service. As beautiful as services, it's good for us to enjoy, sit back, hear what God is saying. But beyond that is that, have you been refreshed? So as you are going home, has anything been added to you? As you are going home, have you been increased? Have you multiplied? Because our coming will be in vain if we are not looking at this scripture of being refreshed. And it's not just once. Body was telling us about holding forth. He said holding. It's not just to hold. Because you can hold and not be holding. Because it's present continuous holding the mystery. When we are talking about deacons in the church, is that we can be holding, holding, holding at every point in time. So I'm telling us that the major cause or the theme before us is that we must daily be refreshed. And that's the purpose of daddy. And it's to emphasize to us. That's why daddy was telling us this morning. We can be in a wave and yet we don't have a mastery or grasp of what is there. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? That is why time will come. Say, I enjoy church. Church, those days when church was still there. Church will not become history in our hand. It will become a reality that we are living by. And as a prayer in this season in the name of Jesus. He said, as a rivers of waters in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Hallelujah. He said, and the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. How can the eyes of a people, that is why they need to send ministers. They need to send help to us. Just like the Macedonian call. Paul saw in a vision, Macedonia, come and help us. Come and help us. Because we need help in time of need. Hallelujah. He said, and the eyes of them that what? That see. Because as you are see today, you may not see tomorrow. You may not see forever. That is why they need to wash your eyes with eyesight. Hallelujah. The way you see yesterday is different from the way you see today. Amen. Education is not the way it used to be. Hallelujah. You know, one thing that amazes me about all this, our students, you know that primary school is now expensive like anything. You see some primary school, you are paying $200,000. I was like, what are they teaching? In our own days, when we go to primary school, we have one uniform that we wear from Monday to Friday. But now, these children, they have like four uniforms. They have four, I mean, Monday, in a week. Hallelujah. In a week, they wear sports wear. They wear uniform. They wear Friday. I was not like, I was just sitting there one day, kilo one shell. What's really happening? That's me. Uniform now is another budget entirely. You have to budget for it. Because your children cannot wear the same thing Monday, Tuesday on your own. You wear, wash and wear, wash and wear. Pa, 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 pa. Some of us is the money. In secondary school, is the money that you go and we have mastered those things very well. You just, everybody's in. Everybody's in. We really survive in secondary school. You know you are going to school the following morning, but that's do we sleep in the morning. We now rush everything. Some the clothes will now be wet. We shall ruffle it. But you know that by 10, 11, the clothes will have dry. That's the consolation. We enjoy those days. So I'm trying to say that things are now becoming changing. Hallelujah. So education is not the way you treat it like that. Because education, now we need to advance it. So education is not just in the four walls of classroom. Also, amen. Education, now you have to be civilized. You have to understand. You have to know things. Amen. Because somewhere there, too, education can be a padlock. Because before, they take batari, adu kokoka. Hallelujah. Because we are reading vigorously because we know that education is the key. But we know that they have changed the padlock. You can even read now and suffer more. Amen. I'm not trying to tell her that things have changed. He said, the eyes of them that see. So how can we build a system or a life that doesn't grow dim is what we are looking at in the gospel. So we need help of the gospel to hold us tightly, strongly, that our eyes cannot grow dim. You can't imagine the days of Eli. Eli was a powerful minister of the gospel. Eli was a strong force in the land of Israel. In fact, Samuel wouldn't have known the pathway of the Spirit if Eli did not call him and show him the way. It was Eli that told him that if you hear the voice again, this is how you should respond. And that was a way into the spirit of how he responded. But at the point in time when he was growing, his eyes was growing dim. Amen. So it's a signal in the New Testament also that if we are not careful, our eyes can be dim. Is that we may not be able to see far. Because the promise is that you may see afar off. Is that what he was saying in 2 Peter? He said, if these things be in you and they are bound, they will make you. You shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Is that but you can see afar off. That is why I love Chris Devon's song. He said, we are the generation of them that live ahead of a time. We live in the world, but by the power of the ages to come. God bless that man. He's a prophetic singer. Amen. So he said that if these things be in you, and he said, but he that lacketh these things is blind. Because we must be able to see. What's the promise to Abraham? Is that Abraham will be able to see afar off. They told him, he said, as far as your heart. Which kind of eyes is that? It's not just physical eyes. They must have blessed you with eyes. 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 Because Abraham was also seeing our days. Because he saw our days and rejoiced. So that means that eyes they were talking about there was transgenerational eyes. That eyes that cannot grow weakened is transgenerational. So when we are talking about the gospel, it's not simple. It's not easy as we are looking at it. It's high technology. It's high operation. That is why we need men. If God give us men like this, we must learn to hold men tightly. Men are not ordinary. Oh, I will see that person again. It's a lie. Those are philosophies of the head. Somewhere we can come to church and have it. We'll see another person. It's a lie. You don't know that there are some people that you meet once in your lifetime. If you miss them, you have missed eternity. You can never have them again. Blessed Kennedy again in his days. You can't have again. Hey man, you can't have. Because he said, for them to raise that body is work. Hey man, it's work. For them to give a generation, that's why you must have eyes to be able to design them. So that our world will now be, when we get to the world to come, they now say, you don't know Reverend Busu, he stays behind your house now. He stayed behind your roof now. So you were not able to opportunity to meet them. You know, that's what they will say also. So the Lord will help us in this season that our eyes will be able to be sharpened. That's my word this morning. We will be sharpened in the name of Jesus. He said, and the ears of them that shall hear shall what? Shall hearken to the voice of the Lord. It's not enough for us to hear. But what signifies our hearing is that we are able to hearken. Amen. Is that we are able to what? That is what they say about those angels that hearken to the voice of his commandment. Amen. So that is why once we are approaching seasons like this, the Lord doesn't want us to just hear alone, but have ability to be swift in our response. Amen. But have ability to be quick. He said, bless the Lord. He is angel. Amen. Now, this will not just be God's angel. We are going to be this angel that we can excel in strength. They are not just in strength. They are excelling in strength. It's not the same. You can be in strength and you are not excelling. Amen. You can be a star. You are not a shining star. It's not the same. Because when we come to the scripture like this, we don't put our own thing. We wait for the scripture to breathe back to us and give us the meaning and interpretation of what he's saying. He said that you can excel in strength. Hallelujah. So if you're going to excel in strength, you know that that's a work for that person. Amen. He said that do commandment and acting unto the voice of his word. So as the word of God is coming, is that a people can be positioned for acting. Hallelujah. And that's my trust in this season. That when they want to respond, our response is 10%, 20%. But a time is coming that our response will be 60, will be 70, will be 80, will be 90. In the name of Jesus. In fact, we will come to a point that we will be like Mr. Edward. He said, Jesus, here I am, your favorite one. What are you saying? What are you speaking? I want to know. Amen. You are not waiting for what to come, but you are waiting. You are waiting to do. Hallelujah. It's that you are waiting to do the word of the Lord. And that is what the Lord will do. He said, blessed is the head that hearken unto that word. So that is why the Lord will raise men that will be able to bring these words to us. Amen. That will be able to bring these words to us. He said, and the heart also of the rash shall understand. These are terrible men in the Old Testament. How did they know all these things? They are interplay of the workings of the New Testament. Amen. You can be in church and your soul is rash. It's a soulish operation. You are not straight. Amen. It's rash. You don't know decorum and honor. You don't know that which pertains to life. You just think, Lord, church is not for enjoyment. It's just for play. It's just to come and have contract. It's to come and have engagement. It's to come and be influential. It's a rash soul. That is why they need to straighten out our soul. Because the soul, that is why I say you have returned to the bishop and the shepherd. What will the bishop and the shepherd do? Is that it can take rashness away. That is why we need men that will sit on our... When you say, and truly, they need to send somebody that make you cool. Hallelujah. So they need to bring an operation for your death. Nobody loves to die. Amen. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to kill themselves. So that means they need to bring words, an operation that can make us. He said, the heart also of the rash shall understand. You know, we talked about this thing the last time. The real reason why you are here is that everything that can pass you by, one thing must not pass you by, is understanding. Because the real reason for the gospel is understanding. Colossians 2:2. The mystery of Christ, the Father and the God. How we know you are spiritual. How we know you are doing well. How we know you are a son or daughter of the house is that you are being coming into the assurance of the understanding of this thing. How do you come? It's acknowledgement. Every time you acknowledge, in the midweek, you acknowledge. You are coming to know secrets or mysteries that has been kept for you. It is for you. Hallelujah. It is for us. That is why we need to search them out. Amen. We need to look at them and search them out. I love what we were discussing on Thursday. Amen. On Thursday, yeah, during the teaching center review, I'm encouraging all of us to come. He said, blessed be God who has blessed us with what? Some. With all spiritual blessings. Now, not that he will bless us. He has blessed us. Amen. You are blessed. But the amount of how you will come into the blessedness determines our hands. Of how we can trade with it. Hallelujah. So it has already been done. The blessedness has already been poured in heavenly places in Christ. So that is why we need help to begin to come into the blessedness. Because you can't talk. They are talking of heavenly places. Amen. So your movement or your growth in heavenly places brings down the blessings to you or make the blessings yours. They can bless you and the blessing is not yours. Amen. You are not holding the blessing. You are not assessing the blessing. You are not living a life of a blessed man. In fact, you don't know jack about the blessing. You are ignorant of the blessing, even though he has blessed us. He said, an heir, as long as he's a child, different not from a slave, even though you are an heir. We are not contesting that. Hallelujah. We are not saying you are not. He said, though he be Lord of what? Of all, not just some. So that is why we will see that there is a blessing in the gospel. He said, who has brought life and immortal. I'm just saying one thing. For us to come into the blessedness of what has been provided. And looking into it, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, the heart also of the right shall what? Shall understand knowledge. And the tongue, can we say the tongue? Of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Ah, you don't know the meaning of what will be done here. Oh, work and the energy that will be put here. He will not just speak, he will speak plainly. Amen. Now, this is not physical stammerer. Because even a physical stammerer can be speaking plainly in the natural. Because it's not about his tongue, it's about the soul. Hallelujah. It's about the soul of a man. That is why they are saying the tongue of the stammerer. That means they must have walked on that soul. So what we are doing now is a great walking that we can be able to speak. Amen. It's the heart. When you say speak, it's the heart. Speaking is response. Is that a heart can be contrite and a heart can give all to the Lord. So the Lord will do this for us in the name of Jesus. Isaiah is a terrible preacher. Amen. We're going to see that there's so much in the book of Isaiah. That's why this day that is referring us to Isaiah. It has to do with Christ. Christ. Amen. Verse 16. He said, until the Spirit poured upon us from on high and the wilderness, that same place, is verse 15. He said, until the Spirit be what? Be poured upon us from on high and the wilderness be as a. I love the word. Anytime you see until this enemy be made his footstool, is a time, is a process. Everything in the scriptures is process, is time. We must not be a people that joke with time. That joke with process. We can't have this time again. If we miss one of the highest commodity you can ever have, is time. That is why if you want to joke with anything, don't joke with time. Because once time is taken away from you, every other thing has been taken. Amen. You can do many things. But once time is taken, that is why he's saying that this work is time is that the Spirit. That is why we must wait for the promise of the Spirit. Now, this Spirit here is not just to speak in tongues. It's that a nature can be formed. Amen. This is what the Spirit wants to do. Be poured. It's not just once. It's that the Spirit will be poured without measure. Just like Jesus was filled with the Spirit without measure. He must be poured upon us. And we must be ready to take the outpour. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said that the wilderness, this is a making of a people. This is another different people entirely. Hallelujah. It's that they are called wilderness, but they will be called a fruitful field. And the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. And so much trust what the Lord will do in our lives. Some of the time we can be saying we are young. You are not young. I'm here to say the Lord is not through with you yet. You are not young. You are 16, you are 17. It's a blessed time for you because of what they want to do in our lives. No matter the age under this auditorium, heaven is so much waiting upon us that wilderness will become a fruitful field. He said, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness. When they say judgment, we can't talk of judgment without law. We can't talk of judgment without statutes. We can't talk of judgment without line. Line upon line, precept upon precept. For judgment to dwell is knowledge. Amen. It's that knowledge or judgment will dwell with us. That means that the people must have capacity to receive knowledge. In this season, you must build capacity. Hallelujah. What did I say? We must build capacity in the spirit. So it's not a time for us to be weak. Hallelujah. Because they want to pour from on high. So if they want to pour, we must not just carry a small GP tank. It's not just 2,000 we are talking about. It's that we must have capacity to have enlarged. So he told the Corinthian people, he said, be ye enlarged. We need to be enlarged. He said, you are too straitened in your own self. I'm happy to announce to you, we need to be enlarged. Some of us, we are already in a cubicle. We hide there, feeling that nobody didn't see you. No, it's a season the Lord is calling us to enlarge, to be stretched forth. He said, ye are not straitened, but ye are straitened in your own bowel. Now for a recompense in the same. I speak unto my children. Hallelujah. Be ye enlarged. So that judgment can what? Can dwell. It can't dwell in small capacity. If you are not enlarged, then we can't go all the way. We can't go all the way. Hallelujah. He said, and the work of righteousness shall be what? Shall be peace. That is why when a man is attaining to righteousness, he's coming to peace. Peace is not relaxation. Peace is not sitting down. Peace is not resting. Peace is a walk with God. A sign that a man will go with God is because you have attained to peace. Peace is an operation. Hallelujah. That is peace. So when you talk of everlasting, when you talk of the eternal God, they can't rest it on any shoulder if a man has not attained to peace, because you will struggle with them. You will wrestle with them. You will reason with them. You will not be able to take it, because a charity man opeth in all things. Believe all things. You can't believe all things. Your brain will be calculating. Most times when we go to church, our brain calculates. Especially when we are too enlightened and educated. The Lord will take away educated knowledge. You know, people come to church with that mindset. They want to bring their professorship to church. The church is higher than your professorship. If you are a professor, you gave your life to Jesus. You are a babe. As a newborn babe, you need to sit to learn milk. Have you not seen that? The church is falling into that error. So you bring a worldly star because he gave his life to Jesus. And you come to church and we give you a special seat. God forbid. You have to sit at the back to learn the gospel. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. He said, I will give you a rest. You are not here for a special seat. They need to walk on that soul. You are a governor and you come here. Thanks be to God. We will applaud you. We will give you honor. As the scriptures say, we should. Kings and all men in authority. But your honor is restricted. We can't honor you based on both the parameters of the gospel. He said the work of righteousness. That means that righteousness is a force. Amen. That means that righteousness is a work. He said the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness, because sometimes we know about the credited righteousness that is given to us in our spirit. He said, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Quoting scripture everywhere. But you don't know that righteousness is a walking. He said, the walk of righteousness. This is a man of the Old Testament that captured it. He said, him that knew no sin was made sin that we might be made. Not that we will be confirmed. We can't call you front and say, I bless you with righteousness. No pastor can do it. We can't anoint you with righteousness and say, go and be righteous. It's not possible. They need to move us into that working zone. It's a sight. When we come here, of our righteousness will become a work. That's why I say, it shall be what? May the righteousness of what? Of God in him. He said, and the effect of righteousness shall be what? Quietness. 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 How do you know a man that is quiet? It's not quietness that you manipulate or you fabricate. You know, the way we are looking meek and humble. Make me meek and lowly. But we know that this one is a walking. When you say this is a righteous, this is a charity man. Who can be quiet? Why is he quiet? Because he's always a waiting. He's a waiter. He doesn't know what next to do. He's sober. Amen. So this operation that they will be going to do, he said, and the assurance forever. When we come here, we can be assured that this man will not fail. He said, this thing behind you and the bound, they make you. You will neither fall. You can't fail. Because of what? There is an already established. That is why Christ is not a thing that we must joke away with in this season. Because how we know that we are going forever? Because forever here is not for everybody. Is that you can be on a program of foreverness. Program of foreverness is another program that the church must be open to. Amen. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, and my people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation. That means a peaceful habitation is a state in the spirit. You can't just inherit it. It's a peaceful. He said, and my people shall dwell there. So when we are talking of a charity man, we are talking of a man that has come to an habitation in the spirit. There are so many habitations. Hallelujah. There are so many habitations. He said, I go to prepare a place. He said, that where I am, that you can be there also. But in going to that place, there are places in the place. They need to move us from habitation to habitation. It's a change in garment. It's a change. Habitations are changes in garment. That is why a charity man is also a garment in the spirit. You have a garment. Amen. So it's a peaceful habitation. Now, that habitation is war. You may see that it's peaceful, but it's war. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said, and in short dwellings and in quiet resting place. I'm trusting the Lord that this work will be done in us in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 33 verse 6. He said, and wisdom and knowledge shall be what? Stability of the times. I'm appealing to announce to us that these are the days of times. What can now this knowledge here? Anytime we hear knowledge in the church, it's not head knowledge. These are knowledge that makes breaking knowledge, molding knowledge, building knowledge. Because you can be informed. The church is not to inform. The church is transformational. That is why you see people can be in church 10 years and their life is remain the same. They are intact. The Lord will break every wall in this season. You are not just in church to feel good, to feel cool. We will tamper with your life. Structures are meant to be shifted, to be displaced. That is the reason for church. We can't carry our life and come to church and want to maintain. Most of the time, what we do in church is to improve our life. It's to improve the life we brought from outside. The church is not meant to improve our life. It's to take it away. It's not a life to start with. They must rid us of the life and bring to us their life. He said, I have come that you may have life. And have it more. So they have the reason for their coming. They have the substances they want to bring. They have their life. And we must be ready to embrace that life. So that is why he said, knowledge shall be the star. When you see a man that is stable, is knowledge. When you see a man, they told Job, the wife said, Job, now, how far? Just deny God. Job, just deny. Cause this your God. And Job said, No. I know. That's my Redeemer. My Redeemer. Now, that thing is not one day. That thing that you are seeing, there is times. It's work. It's labor. That Job can say, I know. Paul will say, I know. The Lord will bring us to that know. That you will know as they are known. It's work. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. You don't know the meaning of what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said on that day. The king said, increase the fire by 7 times. If it is us, I'm a kaburuburuni. We can't even say we can dare it. As many as once or twice, say, increase the fire. He said, but we know that even if our God will not save us, we can read Bible story. But can we do Bible story? Bible stories are meant not to be acted. Pastor was telling us the reason for the scripted is that we can look at the life, breathe back to us. You don't know what he said on that day. For so be. Can you give me that word? Only that word. 17. That is a very terrific word. He said, if it so be, O king, you don't know the great Nebuchadnezzar. These are kings that shakes the head. They are not all our king that is eating chewing gum and up and down. That is buying land and doing transactional business up and down. When you talk of Nebuchadnezzar, they are territory. They are your system. He says, so be our God, whom staff is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. There's a place that said, even if we will not deliver us, but if not, be it known to you, O king, that we might not serve thy God. They have come to a resolve. It's a terrible resolve. There are so many in the Old Testament that Abari Mokagboshubafu. We should honor them because of the stand that they had in their day. The question is, can we stand? When you see, I haven't done all to stand. Stand therefore. That means we can't stand, I haven't done all. You think it's easy? In the days of Ruth, when they were telling her, he said, even if I give birth to a child now, he can't grow up. Please go back. Go back. I don't have anything to give you. Go back. But he said, no. He said, thy God shall, even when everything was saying the negative, even when there is no hope, when there is nothing to look at, when hope is gone. But she said, no, I will stay with you. He said, your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. Wherever you go, he said, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave. You can add this scripture to what Paul said. Just leave this one. Eh? When Agabus prophesied, he said, the owner of this garden will be bounded in Jerusalem. He said, so that is how they will throw him. Paul said, are you breaking my heart? He said, I'm not ready to be bound, but I'm ready to die for the defense of the gospel. Oh, we have a work to do. The gospel is not mouth. He said, I entreat you. Just give me that place in Ruth. Me not to leave or to return from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will what? I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Sir, this man that I'm trying to say, what keep them is knowledge that can help them to be stable in their times. Do you think this will not come to Jesus also? There are many times they told Jesus, this thing you are doing in the corner of your room, we can make it large. Ah, and they publicize skinny. Do you know women surround him? And they are ready to go all out. Look at that woman, the Samaritan well. If they leave that woman, she will evangelize Jesus everywhere. Just one encounter with Jesus. He preached to a whole city. How much more? Ordinary the Jesus Yako Ademara. How Trisha Entourage. Potentials. Thank you very much. Star Lele Inel. This is a star boy or star girl. Amen. But for them to stay in the course is a walk. So I'm not trying to say that. The walk of righteousness is serious in this season. He said, wisdom shall be the stability of the time. Strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. The Lord will help us to see the fear of the Lord as treasure. Sometimes when we speak about these things, we don't yet value them. The word is still so real to us. You know, somebody was telling me about alarm. He was telling me, Pastor, even if I say alarm did not wake me up. I laugh. It's not that alarm will wake you up. It's the hope of what is before you. Let me cite an example. Do you know that jobs in Nigeria, they pay in dollars? I have friends that work in those firms. They are coded. You may see one in the Ondo state. One state, they pay in dollars. Now, if they call you for an interview in that place, Your interview is 6th of June, 7 a.m. in the morning. They won't tell you more than that. Sir, ma, we all know the meaning. Alarm, you don't need alarm. There is some things that will be ahead of you that naturally your body adjusts. You will wake up 2 a.m. You wake up 3 a.m. Wake up 4 a.m. It's not about the alarm waking you up or not waking you. When they say morning prayer, you are still waiting for alarm. It's because nothing is at stake. Let's put it like that. Nothing is at stake. But if your life is tied to it, you will wake. There is a place how your body adjusts. Just like the person going for the interview. There's a way your system adjusts like that. It's because treasure is not in view. The question is, what do you treasure? What is my treasure? The Lord is calling us to a charity, man. One thing that must be in your room, pasted everywhere, in your heart, your screensaver, is that I can be a charity, man. Is charity treasurable to you? I hope we are not saying it's just pastors' fabricated teaching. Is it not that is not making these things difficult? But we must know faith, hope, and charity. Charity abound. We must know in this season. So it's a treasure. What we are looking at, he's saying, him I hid all the treasures of divine wisdom. We must ask ourselves, am I seeking this treasure? Are these things real to me? More than my daily necessity. More than my daily substances. More than my jobs. More than what I place premium on. It's a question for us this morning. Am I loving these things? I love that song. When you say, I love your appearance. We love. We must be able to love his appearing. Do you love Reverend Busu Yolabode? Are you sure? Because there are questions that we must secretly ask ourselves. You can't love if you don't know the value of what he's bringing to you. Do you value what he's bringing? Verse 7 says something that struck me in that Isaiah 33. He said, behold, thy valiant ones shall cry without. How can a valiant cry? The reason for valiant is strength. How you know a valiant is what? His strength. But this is a contrast. That valiant is crying. That means that valiant has contact with something that is bigger than him. Valiant cry. He said, and what? Can we read together? Peace and weeping. Ambassador, not just peace. It means that the strength of these people have waned. These people need another kind of a help to move higher. It's just that when you say somebody wants to, one of my sisters say wants to become a doctor. I say, ah, that's good, it's fine. Do you like blood? He said, I don't like blood. I said, how will you want to become a doctor? Then what are you doing in medicine? Sister, I told you, see, when someone now bring money now to bank, he say, ah, help us with this money, count it and stuff like that. And the banker or the person on the chair begin to cry. Ah, I can't count. Oh, ah, it's a very permini. Ah, are we not going to go and go for a medical test and tell you whether is it mentally okay? Because by reason of your work, there are things that you should be able to do. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So when these people came to this point, there is a problem already. There is an expectation for a valiant person. Valiant should not be tired. Valiant should not be weary. Valiant should be able to go all the way. But this valiant one is now crying. And is to tell us that this is a believer's life. Because we need help at every season of our lives. Because of things that we are going to encounter or face on our journey with the Lord. Devil is not smiling. He's also advancing. He said, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness, the people. The things assault against the church is not Bible sermon that will solve it. You need a revelational knowledge. You need to have been trained and been taught. Amen. So that our valiant will also cry when they are crying. Because that means that this man, ambassador of peace, have not even yet come to full-fledged of peace. He's a concocted ambassador of peace. If you're ambassador of peace, you must be able to have peace to go through every season. So I'm trying to tell us that this charity thing is a thing that we must come into. We must do very well. Or else we will not be weeping when they are weeping. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. He said, the highways lie waste. And the warfaring man sees it. He had broken the covenant and had despised the city. He regarded no man. In this season, the Lord will strengthen us all. Daddy was saying it this morning, that we'll not join the crowd. It's very important for us to go and pray about it. We will not join the euphoria by the next 20 years, when they are now counting, you don't have anything to hold on to. That is nothing. Because over the while, you can follow crowd and be part of the crowd, and yet you are not doing anything. So that is why this season, he said that is a season of grinding. That he was saying it. That means that what is in our parents, we must be able to receive it to the letter. I was looking at Pastor Dimeji. Me and Pastor were talking about it on, what was it called? Yesterday. Pastor Dimeji is terrific. I was saying that what are these men hitting? That the Lord will bless us that we'll be able to hit the same. The job ahead of us is to transfer this thing to us. It's not easy as we are saying it. Is that this thing can be transferable to you. Because it is until it is being transferred to you that it is yours. Can we give me 1 Corinthians 15? 1 Corinthians 15, when he was talking about it. The gospel that was preached, which you receive, and wherein you stand. See, moreover, brethren, I declared unto you, not just anything, it's the gospel. What we are preaching is the gospel, which has the power to save, which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and ye have stand. Now, they are not the same thing. They are a protocol of a man. Because they can preach it and you don't receive it. Receiving is a work. Receiving is not as easy as you are saying it. When you say receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul, receiving is a great work. Because you can't stand if you have not received. The reason why we don't stand is because you don't receive something. Pastor was saying it on Thursday meeting. He said, what determines your joy? Some of us is alert. Or send me your alert. Send me your account number as soon as possible. That is a way joy from nowhere. How do you feel when you don't have money? Everybody we know, you are correlated. When you look at your soup, nothing is colliding in your soup. It's because of what? You have not received. It's an estate that we must be able to receive all. He said, which we preach unto you and which you receive, wherein you are. In this season, the Lord will cause us to stand. He said, by which also salvation comes to you. Because as you are receiving it, it's doing a work. It's doing a work. He said, receive the engrafted word, which is able to save thy soul. So as you are receiving the engrafted work, it's doing its restructuring and readjustment and realigning and doing work inside of us. He said, you are able to stand. The next verse. We're in a very terrific season. I must tell us. Wednesday night is becoming more dangerous and fearful to me because of the level of expectation. Sometimes when we feel that we have gotten there, they will raise the bar. Last week was washing of brother's feet. I quake last week. When they say, all of us, we must learn how to come down. We must learn how to bend. Many of us, we like to stand. Instruction, do this, do that. A man under authority, I'll be a man of authority. But for us to bend is not easy. We must learn to bend, washing one another's feet. He said, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also receive also. Can you give me verse 2? I said, God, this word will not go in vain in my life. Pastor Larry said that it will become a reality in us. He said, by which also ye are saved. So if you are going for this program, we must be involved. We are going for it. It's not like when you send a child to school, going for university, you buy bag, you provide an accommodation, hostel, you give food, but nobody will put the book inside his head. You need to sit for the book to become yours, for the knowledge to become yours. So if God is supplying all these materials to us, there is an expectation from us also to stay with it. He said, when I preach unto you, unless ye have believed, our believing will not be in vain. Our believing will be of a substance in the name of Jesus. Can you give me verse 3? He said, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also receive. Do you know what our parent is giving us? It's what they have received. You can't give what you don't have. That is why when you are hearing remission of sin, you can't remit sin if your sin has not been remitted. So it is the abundance of that which you have that you can be able to give when they are talking about holding the rod, iron, rod of iron of the nations. You can't hold it if you are not being given, if it's not yours yet. You can't break nations if they have not break you. Because many people like the public show of ministry. You can't do outside what they have not done inside of you. Ministry is you. When you hear the work of the ministry, it's you. Because the amount of salvation, Paul told Timothy now, he said that you might be able to save yourself first, and they that will hear you. That's the protocol of ministry. So ministry is not just to hear revelation. It's that is the word also changing you. Changing me and changing. You know when we sing that song? Because as much as it will change others, it must also change us. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Can you give me Corinthians 3? When he was talking about, for the grace of God is given unto me as a wise master builder. You just look at these things. 1 Corinthians 3. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master. What are they building? It's you. It's me. So the reason for the church is a builder. Anytime. In fact, the name of our church is to be Builder's Church. Anytime you see Eternal Life Embassy, it's a Builder's Church. That's the meaning. Because there is a way and how to build. That's what I was saying here. Grace must be poured for builder. We need to pray for our men, our minister of the gospel, for them to build us the more. He said, I have laid the foundation. Are you also working on the foundation? What we have been looking at for this year is actually strengthening our foundation. It's foundational. It's foundational. The Lord will help the church with his curriculum again. Most of the time, our children will be given book of Bible story. They don't need a book. They need word. They need revelation. They need light. What is confronting them? They are not young anymore. They have their warfare, serious warfare. He said, I have laid the foundation. We need to go back to our foundation. Have they laid it properly in me? It's a question. Have they laid it well? Paul says, in whose eyes Christ was evidently set forth. Have they set it forth in us? So when we come for meeting like this, when daddy sits, he's an husband man. Eh? Daddy is sitting as an husband man. Because our salvation is tied to the church. Our life needs to be pursued. Let me put it like that. When somebody has tuberculosis, do you know there's a regulation they give? 6 months, you must use your drug. Most times we love regimented life outside. But when it comes to church, is it as difficult as that? Miss it for one. You are not to miss it for one day. There are some sicknesses that happen to us that is regular. Take malaria drug. How many days? Let's respond. How many days? You must use 3 days continuously. If you break it, what will happen? It comes back. In fact, more terrible. But when we come to church, you see people arguing scripture. But you can take the word of a doctor. You can run with the word of a consultant. You can take it hook, line, and sinker. But when you come to church, you have argument raising up and rising up. The church is not like that. The church is a building ground. And there are regulations and regimentary training we must go. The argument of some people is that the church is too legalistic. You know some people are like that. Do you know some people are warning that the book of James will not be in the Bible? Yeah. James was too strong. James was an headache to the people of those days. Yeah. He had adulterous generation. James' words were terrific and hard. He was using words. He was so powerful. Adulterous generation. He was using no manner of words. But it's for their salvation. We must be people that love word and rebuke. We must love correction. He said that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto good works. See what he was using. If it's nowadays, we'll run out of church. If the church on Facebook is 10,000 likes, that day the church will reduce to 1,000. He said, yeah, adulterous generation. These are grandfathers in the church. These are big mamas in the church. But he needs to correct the madness in their day. He said, friendship with the world is an enmity with God. You can't, the world and God can't stay together. They need to yank the world off from us. He said, wherefore? Therefore, we be a friend. Therefore, okay, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world. He's already by that interaction, enemy of God. It's not that you will try. He's not using word, mixing word. He's direct and judgmental. Do you think that the scripture says it in vain? The spirit that dwelleth in us does what? lusted to envy. Oh my God. That's why there was warfare about the book of James. In fact, some people were saying, he's not legalistic, you know, we don't look at James, just take the book of James away and all stuff like that. No, no, we won't take the book of James away because James is our life. James has come to do a whole lot of work. That 1 Corinthians 3 that we were reading. Hallelujah. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, he said, I have laid the foundation, and what? Another buildeth thereon. Let every man that take it how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay. That is laid, which is what? Christ Jesus. Verse 12. He said, for if any man, this is where I'm going, if any man build upon this foundation, gold. Look at what they are building. You can't give yourself to any church. You can't open yourself up. Pastor was talking about participis criminis. Do you know what we call it the other time? When you say you are being deceived, the truth is that you were part of it. Because Paul told them, he said they will not be able to hear sound doctrine. There is something that thrills you, that you are servicing. Because if they are lying to you, somewhere there you will know they are lying to me. There is an instinct there. So these are building that is going on in a man. He said, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold. Now gold is not even the same. Pastor Dixon was telling us, I just said last week, the highest carat of gold is 24. So that means that if you have 16 carats, you have not yet come to gold. But we can love it and we can say, man, I'm going to gold. But people that know gold, by the time they put it in fire, test tube, they test it, they know that gold is pure. And even most of the time, gold can be 99.9. Most of them are not. So that is to tell you the quality and the level of purification that we will go through. Even as a man is coming to gold, he says silver, precious stone, wood, and hay. These are source of a believer. These are interaction of a believer. Can you give me verse 13? He says, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it. The day upon us will declare every work. It's clear. Just like Jesus said, bring to me that coin. And he showed them. He said, whose image is this? What did they say? Caesar. He now said what? Give unto Caesar. What belongs to Caesar? Give unto God. That day is already here too. Whose image is this? We will take you, Sister Gloria, and say, who have you become? We will wave you. They came to Jesus now. He said, the prince of this world, when we were waving Jesus, they want to come and check if their property is there. When they were waving, you don't know that cross was a wave offering. They were waving him to the world because he must be a lamb without blemish, without spot and without wrinkle. Principalities and power must prove him. And they must know that it's the precious blood of the lamb. It's not just any blood. They were waving him. But he said the prince of this world also came. Everybody came. The prince of this world came. Principalities and power came. Spirits came. But one thing stood out. He said they found nothing. They will find nothing in us. Hallelujah. They will not be able to see anything in us. He said, give unto Caesar. What is Caesar? Give unto God. Very soon they will give many of us to God. Amen. Actually, Jesus was telling them, who they want to give to God is charity man. I tell you a charity, then they can give you to God. You can be given to God. I begin to see a great work ahead of us. If we are the first recipient, we must know that they are broadcasting here. Do you know the meaning when they are broadcasting here? Is that we must not live less than what we are hearing. Because we are the first to receive the word. You don't just stream it. It's live unto us. And that is why this thing must not joke with it. Because tomorrow, daddy's place is not permanent. If tomorrow, daddy say, okay, they want to be streaming from Ile-Ife, the question we ask from ourselves, have we done well? Have we received all these things that they are giving to us? We must not be wood. You must not be hay. Because sometimes we can position ourselves to receive wood, to receive hay. You can position yourself. You know when God is coming, you know it will come with fire. We preach Christ and him crucified. Sometimes you don't want the crucified cross. Because sometimes there's a way we dodge it. We know that the gospel has its demand. So that is why we love our secret life. We can come to church for 10 years and we are secretive and coded. You don't want anything to tamper with your arrangement. That is why you can dodge it. And you can be enroll yourself in the school of wood and hay. But you must know that the day will reveal it. The day ahead of us is so terrific. That is what Joy was talking about. The day of darkness. The day of gloominess. He's not going to spare any man. The Lord will strengthen us. We are not saying amen. The Lord will give us strength and capacity. In the name of Jesus. Verse 14. He said, if any man's work, abide. I love that song. Abide. Abide. You know, we used to sing that song. We can't abide if a work is not done. We can't abide. Which he had built upon. The church work primarily is not to do charitable organization. Our church is that we can build work that abide. You can be a believer and you are not abiding. At every slighting, you are tired. You are wearied out. Tired. Because of work. The work that has been done is not golden. By the time we place it, it can't measure up. He said, if anyone walk, shall... Okay, if anyone walks abide, which he has built you upon, he shall receive a reward. That reward is your building. That reward is your making. That reward is your formation. See, there are many things that will... Pastor Dixon was saying that there are many things that will come to us because we have attained to some things in the scripture. There are things that follows. Just like when you are in the office, they promote you. Naturally, you won't pray for a official car. You won't pray for a house. There are things that associate your office. When you say a Christ man, there are things a Christ man can easily unlock in the scripture. Because some promises are attached to growth. That's why I pray from now to tomorrow. Some promises can come to you. You don't have capacity to bear the promise. If some promises come to you, it will kill you. That is why they need to first form a man so that he can bring some privileges around us. In this season, some things will open to you in the natural than ever before. Oh, you don't have a job. You don't believe. Stay on course. The devil just wants us to shift base. What is worrying us is to drop what we are holding. The fight against you is not anything. The fight is to drop what you have. So drop it.
For it is a day of salvation.
Amen.
Yeah, it is a day of salvation. And I bring the conversation of faith even to approach this day of salvation. Because it's going to be a day where every work will be tested. Where every work will be tested. For the day of salvation is a day of light. It's a day to extray all the wickedness that we have allowed Satan even to do. And to bring his work to judgment, even upon the souls of men. Even upon the souls of men. And so I say to you in this season that you give attendance to that which you hear, because it is the day of salvation. It is the day of salvation, so that you will not weep and gnash your teeth, even when this day has been taken away. Because the day of salvation is the day where we want to hasten the work. We want to hasten the work. We want to hasten the work. We want to bring performance of the work. We want to bring performance of the work. So I say unto you, cooperate with me. Align with me. Cooperate with me. Align with me. That you might not have weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many, 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 we have weeping a gnashing of teeth, because they did not discern even the day of their visitation. Discern this day. Walk with me this day, and you will not gnash your teeth, and you will be able to say, blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. See the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen. We receive the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Our pastor was reading a scripture in the morning. That's Daniel 9, verse 24 and 25. He says 70 weeks. That scripture is a Kai. This scripture. We will stay here. Bro B. He's serious. I don't know why they put 70 weeks. Ordinarily, there should not be date and time. But I begin to see that they need to put date and time, because everything has to do with timing. We don't have foreverness to go. It's not like the days of is it Esther, that they put them under Hegel. Is it a guy? For is it 6 weeks to apply the oil and make them ready to appear before the king? We don't have forever. That is why we need to make use of this time. He says 70 weeks are determined upon. I love the place you also mentioned this morning. He said, by the time we ought to be teachers. That means that it's a time frame that you ought to be teachers. He said, you need some people to teach you again. Now, all these things I'm trying to say, that there is time. God gave us time so that it can guide our conversation. How will you receive admission letter? And they just open the duration, open-ended. We don't see dates, we don't see times. Sister Moi, you are going to footer now. They just say, this is your admission. Doesn't have end. You know the day you start, but you don't know the end. I know many of us won't even take it. Every course that we do has an end, beginning and end. They will tell you, it's a 1 month year training, it's a 6 month course, it's a 4 years course. No matter how long, medicine, 7 years, the hope alone encourages you. Abi, you shall know that one day you will finish. Even civil service, as long as it is, you just know after 35 years, you will drop the pen down. I think we know that. Now, all these things are telling us that there is a time that is determined upon us. And we must be able to live in that time. He said, upon thy people and upon thy holy city. One thing must be shown in that time is that you must finish transgression. Is that something must be finished in that time. So if you say you have 4 years course, you must be able, in fact, if you come from a family that they've already calculated all the money they gave you, by the time you are going for your final year, want to see family meeting, if it's in those days or community, they will tell you, this is the last school fees we are giving you, because it's expected that you will finish in this your last race. So that is what you are saying to us also. Most of the time we live in church as if we have the time. And somewhere there is an idea that the enemy sold to us. But in outside, we are constricted. We are constrained by time. And we are aware of it. But when we come to church, we want this to play on. Just like Daddy said. He said it's good in that. When it comes to a party, you want the music to go on all the night. Gyration all the night. And sometimes we can be a Christian and love gyration all the night. We want this to be at our own beckon. Or to be at our own timing that we dictate. No. They told them that this time we will finish the transgression. He said, and to make an, you see what they are using? Strong words. Finish. End. There is a commandment ahead of us that we must do well. That we must come to. He said, to make reconciliation. These are operations of the New Testament. Your brain can understand the scripture. They need to bring you to church to come and learn the scripture. That a people of God needs to finish transgression. That is why I say we yet appear to them, not for sin. Hebrews was telling us, he will appear not for sin, but for salvation. That means that it's a two appearance. He will appear to take away sin, and he will appear for salvation. That means that a people must finish sin, and also must come to the end of it. That is why I say in the book of Revelation, that the mystery of God should be finished. So that is why everything that we do has an end. We must have this understanding. That is what we look to judge. We are looking keenly. So he said, to bring in, can we say it together? To bring in everlasting righteousness. That means that a people can bring it in. If some things has not been done for us to bring in the everlasting righteousness. How do we bring it? It's not by our calling. It's not by our shouting. It's a nature that is clamoring for the bringing in of everlasting righteousness. It's that a people has done an obedience. When Paul got to Ephesus, they were not the one praying that the eyes of the understanding be enlightened. He said, when I saw your faith and your love towards all the saints, I begin to pray for you. Because there are some things that tie to obedience. When you say, an entrance shall be open unto us, that scripture is resting on something. That means that if those scriptures are not fulfilled, an entrance cannot be ministered to a people. He said, when I heard of your faith and your love, then I do not cease to give thanks to you. Then making mention of you in my prayer, that the Lord will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That is what he also saying there. That a people can bring in everlasting righteousness. If you have not done righteousness, because all those things there, they are righteousness. End of sin, end of transgression. They are all righteousness. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That we'll be able to bring in righteousness. As it is now, God can commit some righteousness on our hand. Amen. It's not because he doesn't want to do it, but he doesn't want to break us down. We need to go through this season well. He said, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy. What's the vision? This vision is not, it's not to become a doctor of medicine. These are predestined vision. What we do in church is not destiny. Destiny is not scriptural. There is nothing like that. You have predestination. That is why you see before the foundation of the world. They are carefully used words. You want to become a doctor because you saw doctors here on earth. There are things you see on earth that you intermingle with. That is why you know that if they put you in planet or in Pluto, in Jupiter, medicine will not cross your head. Law will not cross your head. If they put you in Mars, it's because of your interrelationship with the head. That's why you see some profession. But there are some professions that precede those professions. They are predestination. It's that all men may be conformed to the image of his son, of God. So the reason why we are here is confirmation. We don't have any business. This is the only business. He said, life is your business. Is that we can conform to our destiny. What's your purpose? Your purpose is not to be a tech guru. This one is higher than tech. Because the day you die, tech dies. They don't pass through resurrection and life. But these are beyond resurrection. These are beyond death realm. These are heavenlies. Even when you live here, these projects still continue. They are forever projects. He said that, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy. Prophecy is not when you fall down. That is the same emphasis on this prophecy. I'm just visiting them. It's not my son. You become a tomorrow. This is not. A prophet man must be able to tell you God. A prophecy. Prophet must hold the word of God. The clothes you will wear. Your husband you will marry. The child you will give birth to. No, that's not a prophetic word. A prophetic one must be able to navigate you through the head. Must be able to help you to travel. If you say, I want to eat beans today, and I say, I'm not eating again, all those things are subject to change. They are variables. But there are constants of the scripture. That's why they came to Jesus. In your name, we heal the sick, we raise the dead. And they were rejoicing. The rejoicing is not what is bad, because they have not come to understand the constant from the variables. You must be able to know the core of the scripture, and we must be able to tabernacle with it and sit with it. For our eyes, that is the core job. He said, and to anoint the most holy. The next verse, he said, know therefore and understand that from the foregoing of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, Jerusalem will be restored. He said, know this and understand. He said, from the forth going, that's the promise of God for us. That is what he wants for us. He said that we can be restored because Jerusalem must become a praise. That is what he told them. He said that until Jerusalem become a praise, he said, we will not stop speaking. We will not stop. And Jerusalem be restored and built unto the Messiah. The praise is to be built unto God. The praise shall be 70 weeks, 30 score, 2 weeks. The street shall be built. They are looking at every corner. Every fiber of our life in this season will be touched. Daddy was saying it. Everything. These people were talking about streets. Every corner, every place in us will be touched. He said, and the wall. And let's read the last one together. Even the what? In the troublous. So times will not blur the eyes of Reverend. I'm trusting God. Times will not blur him. Reverend will not look at us to speak to us. No matter the times around us, either it is favorable, either it is not favorable, but that speaking will always come and building will always take place. Regardless of what is happening around us, that this will be our focus. That this will be our goal. Things may not be rosy. I'm not disputing that. Things can be tight. In fact, things can be serious. But in the midst of yielding, it won't last. It won't last. Don't lose life. Don't lose life. Job is not coming. Don't lose life. Husband is not coming. Don't lose life. Wife is not coming. Don't give up. What you are dreaming for is not coming. Are you looking for the hope of the coming of God? The hope to be restored and to be built unto God. This must be your stay. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. I'm trusting God for that. There is a place I want us to read together. Can we hold our Bible this morning? I want us to read Isaiah 50. We want to pray. Hold your Bible. Hold your Bible. Tell somebody beside you, hold your Bible. Let's rise up together. Isaiah 50, verse 7 to 11. I want you to read it for yourself as we go this week. 1, 2, 3, go. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, shall I not be confounded? Therefore, have I set my face like a flint? And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Yes? Who will contend? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will do what? Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. The voice of his servant that walketh in darkness and hath no light. Let him do what? Trust in the name of the Lord. Stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourself about with spark, walk in the light of your fire and in the spark that you kindle. This shall ye have of my hand. Ye shall lie down. I'm particular about that word, verse 1. He said, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, shall I not be confounded. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint. Have you set your face like a flint this morning? Can we begin to trust the Lord this morning? My gaze will not be taken away. I have set my face. I know that I shall not be ashamed. I shall not.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.